to Push Push. I'm Danielle Davis.
I'm Shannon Kessler.
And we are your girlfriend's guide to Formula One racing. And look at us, 2 weeks in a row. Back. We're back.
It's like we really have a podcast.
I know. Also, okay, I got to tell you something. Yeah. Did I send this to you, the shout out in the Morning Toast group? Are you a toaster?
I'm not a toaster. I tried. Honestly, didn't know
don't
they were sisters.
Don't disparage the toast.
No. I feel like I just got in too late and now like I don't know any of the inside jokes. So I'm always like pretending to laugh. I'm like, I don't even know if I'm supposed to be laughing at this part. I'm like, it's just like, I feel like I'm a girl that just accidentally got invited and I don't really know what's going on.
I think that if you just listen for like 1 week, you would catch up.
Catch up.
But Layla that I work with was in the toasters, the Morning Toasters, which The Toast is a podcast with, it's a, you know, really popular one. but they have a group and Layla that I work with posted, like someone said, is anyone into Formula One? Like, does anyone want to connect? And she posted about Push Push in there and there was a toaster and they're being like, we love the pod. And
yay!
That was such a delight. And so like a Morning Toast or just The Toast, Push Push, like a little moment there was.
That's fantastic. Okay, well, exciting. You know, I'm gonna hop back into the toast. I'm gonna give them a fair chance. I didn't realize they were sisters.
Yeah,
didn't know that. I was like, I love that. That's exciting.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry. I just didn't know if I talked about that with you in real life.
No, I had not heard that. That's so exciting.
Yeah, yes. It was a delight.
Well, thanks for the layup, Layla. That was great.
Yeah. I also said next time, Layla, link the Instagram.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to link the Instagram.
like, make it easy to find us. Don't just reference it. Like, drop the link.
You drop that link. Girl, I got to drop that link. Yeah.
Yeah. Drop a link to the pod. Like, you know, like, comment, subscribe.
Exactly.
Anyways, first race of the season.
Bahrain was a bus newsy. I'm not going to lie.
Bust.
I was like, okay. I mean, also, we got Formula One history. I don't know if you caught this little stat that we had on the pod in the stories, but the first time in Formula One history that all cars completed the opening race for Formula One.
I know. I saw that.
Like, look at that.
Get down, cars.
Not on Latifi inside. Exactly. Who knew it was going to take getting Latifi out of here for us to create some F1 history?
Yeah, who knew? Like, that was just a delight. But honestly, it wasn't a delight because we could have used someone not finishing because it was boring.
So boring. I mean,
Max wins, blah, blah, blah. Like, should I go second? Blah, blah, blah.
This is what I was like, okay, so, you know, last year Max was 20, 30 seconds ahead. This year he's 41 seconds. I'm like, he can't be having fun up there. Like, there's really not a part of this that he is like, God,
this is what I wanted to do. Like, right. There's no racing.
There's no
also,
racing.
Also, he even commented, I saw in one of the news stories that I was pulling up that he's like, the teams are closer. And I'm like, are they?
Not to you. They're just like, closer to each other.
I'm like, I guess you want to watch. You want to make sure people watch you win every race this season, Max. So you're trying to make it sound like it.
Yeah.
But it's not. I told my family, they're like, what happened? And they're like, so did just Max win again? And I was like, Max won again.
Max won again. Yeah. I do think that Sky Sports did a much better job with this race, like showing us the battles. Like, before, I think we were just getting like snippets of things, but I think this year they were like, listen, guys,
we gotta step
really
it up.
Go to where the action is, and it's not really at the front of the
pack.
It's
not at the front.
It's not at the front.
Not at the front.
Stay in the back. Stay in the mid pack because that's really where the fight's going. I mean,
we gotta stay in like 6 to 12, 6 to 14.
Yeah, that's honestly, and like that field, really fucking close.
Speaking of 14th, who finished 14th, Shannon?
Fuck off, Danielle.
Do you want to say it? Do you just
yes. You wanna... Daniel Ricciardo.
Okay,
finished 14.
Can we talk about the graphic that they put out afterwards with the little like meme looking Yuki being like, you can't see me do it, but I posted it. He did like the shoulder shrug, like it's like P11, and he's kind of like, oh my bad. And it's Daniel Ricciardo P14, and he's kind of like, Aw, shucks.
No, he's shaking his head. Like, the graphic is him being like, shit. Like, yeah. Shake your head, shit moment. I'm like, yeah, it was bleak. Now, those two brought us some drama on the track. So let's get into, what did you think about that strategy call from Visa Cash App RP Racing Team, whatever the hell they are?
I can't – just
V-Carb, is that what we're calling them? I don't even know. Like,
I just really like, please – can't we just, like, I'm going to call you Cat. Like, can't we just go back to the old names? I'd even go back to Toro Rosso.
Can we call it the Cash Cab?
Oh, my God. That would be so good. And it would be so great if it had lit up every time they sat down into the car.
And there's, like, trivia that just pops up.
Yeah. Or when you went to the onboard camera, the trivia just popped up and it would just, like, start making the, like, slot machine noises. that would be a delight.
It would.
I mean, I just don't understand where they're going on, like, who's pulling the strings?
Yuki was, like, getting closer to K-Mag in that DRS zone, and he's like, I'm going to overtake this guy. This is great. And then they're like, driver swap. And he's like, now?
Huh? You know,
and he, like, pops off, and with rightfully so. I think we were all like, why now? Like, this doesn't make any sense. I mean, he's super close.
He's doing it.
Yeah. And now, neither car, I don't think, was going to actually end in the points. Like,
no.
But so it didn't really make sense to me why they wanted to swap drivers anyway. Like, there was no advantage of having Daniel go ahead of Yuki. Like,
no.
I don't know. Unless they just, the data supports that he has the faster car and maybe he had a chance. I don't know. But even
something
in that
with the
time
tires.
Frame, could have been. It just did not make sense to me. It made more sense for Yuki to just fight with K-Mag and keep that going and see where that was going to lead them. But
I
don't
know. They didn't want the deg on his tires from fighting. And then they were trying to, like,
but there was there wasn't enough time left in the race for that to matter. So, like, I don't know. Maybe it's a strategy question that I don't have an answer to, but I would really like some answers to it. Cause I'm like, what are you thinking?
We know what Yuki was thinking. He was big mad.
And then in the cool down lap when he did that, like, you know, like he ski skirted right next to Daniel, like he was
yeah that like drive by
him. I was like, yeesh. And I will say Daniel
it was giving like Friday where they're just like cruising up, like turning,
like, what are you doing? It was wild. And Daniel being like, you know, that was immature, you know, and he's like, dumb helmet, I'll save it for later kind of thing. And I'm like, yeah, no receipts, Daniel. No receipts. I see this.
I agree. I mean, but he has to, like, of course he probably, I'm guessing that it was probably, there's some sort of thing dynamic where they're trying to make, you know, especially after watching some of Drive to Survive and how much, like, Christian Horner has a hard on for Daniel Ricciardo. I feel like maybe they're trying to elevate him maybe and make up for, like, his Flat Stanley era.
Yeah.
And maybe, like, try and make him the number one. But Yuki's like, hold on, guys. Hold on.
I mean, if that's the plan, okay. But, like, in that moment, it
not
just
that moment.
Didn't
that's not
make
the time to do
sense.
It. No.
Yeah, it did not make sense.
But that's all I can think about is, like, maybe that they're – and they're that's why Daniel Ricciardo was kind of like, oh, I'm not going to, you know, he's like the company man, you know, and
could be.
And Yuki's like over here being like, fuck this. Beep, 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 beep. And honestly, like, that's why I love him. That's why I love him.
I mean, he's great. I'm actually excited for the big brother, little brother friction we're about to get with these two, because it does kind of feel like that, like, you know, when your little brother tattles on you, or like your big brother's like, I'm not trying to get in trouble today. Stop it. Like, sit down. And he's like, nah, nah, nah.
Yuki's,
you know, like,
down to clown though. Like, he's down to fight. And that's what I kind of like about him. He's no fucks. DGAF. No. Like, he's like, what are you going to do? Also, he's kind of like, I can go back and just be like super rich. Like,
open up my restaurant. I'm fine.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be like, somebody feed Yuki. Like, that's the Netflix show when Phil's done. Like, it's, I'm just saying, I like his DJF attitude. And I know everybody else calls it immaturity, but maybe it's passion.
Oh, okay. So now we're going to just.
I'm an apologist. I'm a Yuki apologist. That's what I said.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll keep a close eye on this one and see how it unfolds this season.
But let's talk about the real, speaking of Christian Horner getting hard on, let's talk about the real drama. I mean,
well, besides what is gonna happen? The slowest pit that had to send Valtteri into another level of the universe when his lug nuts get stuck in his tire and, and he's just sitting there like, ah!
It's not like, it. Wasn't it for a steak?
No, it wasn't it for steak. So he, I would imagine that he's pretty pissed, but not as pissed as Christian Horner right now. That his
empire is like is ooh, it's crumbling.
And you nailed it when you said, you know, that Jerry was going to show up to the track and there's like PR moment, blah blah blah, hand in hand. And what happened? Those two come walking into the paddock, hand in hand. Sure. Smile on the face. She looks honestly like she does not want to play this part. Like the light behind the eyes is very
dark. Yeah.
He had on a fake smile, and his fake smile is fake. The worst of them all. I'm like,
fake.
I would have loved to have known what she said to him before they got out of the car.
she's like, I get the Oxfordshire house.
Right. Like, you get the flat in London, I get the Oxfordshire house.
Yeah, the manor, because that means a manor.
Yes, it is. It is a manor. Yeah.
Yeah, and I get all the like hunting cars that go with it. Now get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So what? Where do we even start with this?
It's like, a lot. And honestly, so we have been like the worst on Jos Verstappen. Like we are full blown haters. But here I am, just clapping it up for him to just bring the drama.
I mean, I think when we wrapped last week, that. Google Drive had not had dropped yet. So like that happened, like we pressed record, we press end, and then we edit. And then
they dropped the Google files.
What the hell is this?
And honestly, send us the Google files. I'd love to dig through those.
Funny enough, we have a mutual friend that knows two reporters that got sent.
I bet Katie
file.
George got the Google
It wasn't
Drive.
Katie, but it was two of her friends, that did. So I was like,
what's in there?
Sorry, I don't know.
Lots of WhatsApp messages.
Lots of WhatsApps. I think some photos. Just things that are not boding well for Mr. Horner or even F1 in general. But like the fact that they got leaked to hundreds of journalists, FIA director, team principals, like someone's trying to take Horner down. And then all of a sudden,
as a lover of a Google Drive too, like this kind of warmed my heart as just a business girly in the Google Docs all the time. The respect I have for the Google Drive drop. Just drop the drive. Like, let us access.
The Google Bandit strikes again.
I'm here for it. And then Jos just gets in the mix. Now, and they were like kind of thick as thieves. And now it's like,
yeah, now it's like Capuzzo. I mean, he came out just guns blazing being like, listen, if Horner stays, Max goes. And then Adrian Newey says if Horner stays, he's out. So I'm like, Ford. If Horner stays,
oh yeah, the Ford one. The Ford one is we hadn't gotten to that one yet, but the Ford of it all of just being like, we got to check the contract. Like, you know, they got legal back there being like, you know, the whole like John, Susan, and Linda in legal are going ham through the spreadsheets. They are redlining, like looking for where they can get out of this contract.
Yep. They're like, I want off the sinking ship. Get me out of here. What's
the
about to
Ford of it
happen?
All? Is wild.
I mean,
because that's big money too. I mean, Max is obviously a big deal too. Like, but it's just like the 1-2 punch.
Do you think Honda knew something and that's why they dipped out? They were like,
no,
we do not want anything to do with this.
I mean,
why
if they
would
did,
you
then...
just end your partnership so suddenly after winning a championship?
I mean, that's a good point, and I'm here for it. Mm-hmm. I'm here for a conspiracy.
You know, I like to add some spice to the soup.
Maybe they did.
Maybe they did.
Well, you know that, like, you know that the tech wizards in Japan, they probably snuck in on. They already saw all that stuff.
They already saw the writing on the wall. They're like, nope.
They did some corporate espionage, which I'm very into that. Side note, corporate espionage, and I feel like that's very big in F1.
Yes,
and
it's like woven into the tapestry of F1. I mean, it's been there from the beginning.
Yes. I'm into corporate espionage, and you're right. I co-sign your theory. I think maybe they did know.
I think they saw it. They're like, mm-mm, we got to get out. Got to get out. So
I mean, but yeah, the Ford event. But the, let's go back to Yas. Yas said we're getting out.
We're getting
out. And like that is.
Do you think he's the one that leaked the files?
Oh my God! If he did, that would be wild. But no, I don't think so.
Everything, but let's
all roads lead to Yas.
But retrace the steps. First person to break the story, Dutch newspaper.
Dutch newspaper, and we know Yas still loves to plan a story.
I'm not saying he did it. I'm just
he's like
saying.
The Chris Kardashian of F1. He really is.
He is exactly Chris Jenner of F1. Danielle, yes. You nailed it.
Yes, he really is. He's puppets, like he's pulling the strings. He's the puppet master.
Definitely.
Yeah. You're right. Okay, well, maybe all roads do lead to Yas. But I don't know if Yas is like really actually sending the Google Drive. I think maybe it's a Yas associate.
I feel like maybe that might not be his strong suit.
That,
like
I was going to say that. Maybe.
Like he planned the idea and then has a team to execute the idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you know, his minions are going to steal the moon. So like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. We haven't heard. Has Max said anything about this yet?
I don't think so. Made, like yesterday was Yas's birthday and he did like a birthday post to his dad, Yas. Just like happy birthday, dad. And that was it. But Max Verstappen has been quiet on the, but he honestly, yeah. He never really says anything on the socials.
He's
so
not a social guy though. But I meant like in like an interview, like if he had, I didn't get to see a lot of the like Thursday interviews. And obviously like, he's not going to talk about it after the race, but
right. The only thing I think that we've seen Max involved with is the rumor that he would move to Mercedes in 2025.
Mercedes. Yeah.
You know, the way that F1 just likes to pull with my heartstrings is in a level that, like, I never see it coming. I mean,
I know. Out of the blue, it just comes from different places.
Verstappen to Mercedes, what am I going to do?
What like, are you going to do?
What?
Are you a Max Verstappen fan now?
Absolutely not, Danielle. You get that out of your mouth right now.
Wait, before we leave this, can we just go ahead and read this? I'm going to read this Yas Verstappen quote because it's honestly like I'm on team Yas right now.
Okay, team Yas, let's go.
He added, this isn't an art, he was talking to the Daily Mail, you know, journalistic integrity at its finest.
So much integrity there, yeah.
He added, he said that there's tension while he remains in the position, referring to Horner. And then he added, quote, the team is in danger of being torn apart. It can't go on this way. It will explode. Here it comes. Here's the best part. He is playing the victim when he is the one causing the problems. End quote. Co-sign. Yas knows.
Yas be knowing.
Also, this is really like a stain on, you know, Max's time in the spotlight. And, you know, like Chris, he can't stand for that sort of aggression.
Right. You must protect the image at all costs.
At all costs. He's they've crafted like the perfect image. They've got like beautiful Kelly Piquet. They've got like, you know.
He's a great stepdad to little P doing world championships. A record that will never be touched in our lifetime again. Like, yes, he is the thing.
Oh, yeah.
My gosh.
Okay, so we can move on, insane. But I'm just saying he's true. I mean, he's telling the truth right there. This whole – and this is peak Christian Horner behavior, like playing the victim when, like, you're the asshole.
Yes. Oh, 1,000%. Yes.
And that's why Jerry said absolutely not.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. We do not have time for this.
Speaking of Spice Girls, have you seen the new David Beckham and Victoria Beckham Spice Girls commercial?
No.
Oh my God, it's so good. It's for like Uber. I think it's for Uber Eats.
Oh gosh,
and they're like,
no.
He's like picking up spices and being like, what was the name of that thing you were in? And they're like, the nutmeg. They just like go through all these funny, like the parsley princesses and all this stuff. And they like go through it. And then someone's like, she says like the Spice Girls. And they're like, no, that doesn't sound right. It's funny. Sorry.
That's funny. Okay.
We're always just one step away from Mean Girls and Spice Girls.
And Cars. Like those three are always in rotation on the
orbit.
So if you found us, you're in the right place.
But yeah.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, it's all happening. So we talked about the Ford of it all. Mm-hmm. And then what about Mohammed bin Salman?
Oh, yes. Mohammed bin Salim. How do you say his last name?
I don't know. I would say
Salam, FIA president is reportedly under investigation for allegedly interfering over a Formula One race result to overturn a penalty given to Aston Martin's Fernando Alonso at the 2023 Saudi. Okay, so I looked into this and I was like, so what exactly like, I don't remember that happening, but
I do.
Okay.
I remember the penalty.
You do remember the penalty?
Yeah.
Okay. Because the penalty was a It was like a 10-second penalty to Alonso, which...
Remember he got like the double stack of penalties? He got a 5-second.
Yes.
And then they said they worked on his car too early and it was like super close. And then they hit him with another 10-second one. And right. He was big mad.
He was mad about that.
And then they like... they appealed it. Sorry, I was like having a brain fart with words.
That's okay.
And like they were like, go back to the tapes because it was like, you know, that they had touched the car before the 5 seconds had cleared.
Right.
So I think that's the...
Yeah. The work was conducted on his car prior to the
thing with George.
Yep. So that caused, that demoted the 2-time world champion from 3rd to 4th. However, he was promoted back to 3rd post-race as a result of the penalty being overturned. So...
Remember, it was like at George's in 3rd, and then they're like, psych. Yeah. They're like, and he went and George did the podium, and then they're like, nah.
Yeah.
Not actually yours.
That did come back. So that is also alarming, and also feel like that has some Yas undertone to it as well.
Yeah,
like,
well, that's got big Lawrence Stroll vibes.
Because
the only like more Gru villain in F1 is he's the ultimate baddie.
Yeah, he is. Logan Roy. Yes, he's Logan Roy.
Referencing all my favorite things.
Yes.
I mean that this has got like, I mean this plays.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So, I don't know.
It basically says that according to the BBC, a report by the Motorsport Governing Body Compliance Officer to the Ethics Committee complains Ben Sulayem acted to overturn a 10-second penalty given to Aston Martin's Fernando Alonso. The BBC report claims a whistleblower has alleged that he called FIA's vice president for sport from the Middle East, and I'm not going to butcher this name, who was in Saudi Arabia for the race in an official capacity. He made it clear that he thought Alonso's penalty should be revoked, and then the rest is history.
Meddling.
He's just at home watching the race being like, take it back.
Take it back. Interfering with a race. Huh.
Huh.
Yeah. Hey, I hate when that happens.
Especially when it's in Saudi Arabia.
Especially when it's in Saudi Arabia. It hits different there, you know? Does hit different there. Huh.
Yeah.
I hate it, actually. Oh. I hate it. So
speaking of Lewis Hamilton, you know how... you know how Damon Hill is always on Lewis Hamilton's ass?
Why? Like, what did he ever do to him?
I don't know, but like the way that Lewis lives in his brain, I feel like after every race, there's like an article where it's like Damon Hill and then some like quote about what his thoughts are about Lewis Hamilton. And this week is no different.
Okay.
Damon Hill urges Lewis Hamilton not to quote slack off in final Mercedes season. And I don't really care about what Damon Hill is saying. I mostly just want to be like every single week I look at the news stories and there's one that says Damon Hill's opinion on Lewis Hamilton. And it's always usually like shitty. And I'm like,
yeah.
Again, I'm not like Lewis's biggest fan, but I'm like Damon, he is living up there rent free.
Right. Like, can't wait to make a dig. I mean, get out of here.
And of course, he brings up Nico Rosberg. Do you remember when he'd sewn up the championship in 2015, beat Nico Rosberg, and then Nico won the next 3 races and then won the championship the following year? You know, you cannot afford to back off too much, Hill said on the F1 Nation podcast. I think Lewis has got an abundance of talent. He could probably turn it on whenever he wants to. It'll always be there, but it won't. That's the problem. It won't always be there because he's getting on a bit.
Oh my gosh. You just called that man old and like that's why he's going to.
He basically said like he's good, but not that good. Always be good.
For the love, Damon Hill.
I know. I just think it's like a giggle. That's like every single week. He's like, hold on. What can I say about Lewis Hamilton? Which Lewis didn't have the best.
He did not. Not a great race. I mean, he did seem to have a lot of hope in this car. Like he's like, I feel like we're going to get it. And I did see something, and I honestly probably should have read it and not just quote this, but like they have a novelty feature that allows them to like increase things on the car, like every race. And I probably shouldn't even say that because I'm not backing this up with anything that I read other than like, what does that even mean?
Yeah.
So I'm just interested to see how race by race they get to understand this car and they get to drive this car. Because honestly, George looked great. Like George looked great in that car. And I was like, okay, George. All right.
Well, I read this thing that like the W15 has a better platform. And it's the better base model to build from. So I think they're starting with a better, like from the ground. Last year, they were basically like tear it apart and rebuild it.
And like burn
this
it.
This time, they only have to take the Legos down to like the base of it and then fix some stuff. Not like just jumble them all up and throw them back in the box.
They need to figure out how to fix Lewis's seat because that broke in the middle of the race. And I was like, he's like, my seat's broken. I'm like, how does your seat break? Like, does it not move up and back? Or like, what happens to
Do you think it came
seat?
Loose and he's like spinning?
I think it probably felt like it came loose. That's got to be terrifying. Like when you're.
That's also got to be so uncomfortable.
So uncomfortable. Like you're going at 5 G's and you're like, oh, my seat's wiggly. Like I don't feel super stable in my car right now.
Yeah.
That's not, and you can't fix that. They're like, sorry, Lewis.
Sorry.
We'll take care of it after the race. And you're like, all right, got
Sit
it.
Sit tight.
Yeah. Do your best.
Also, yeah, I bet it comes loose. And then you're like having to put so much more core energy into probably like maintaining your stability in the car itself, which is, you know, not great when you're going a million miles an hour.
You're driving a rocket ship. Not ideal.
No. But I don't think things have been ideal for Lewis since Abu Dhabi.
No.
Mm-mm. No. Things are also not ideal for sweet, sweet Charles Leclerc.
No.
I did wear my Carlos Sainz shirt today out of respect for 55.
That was nice. Yes.
And I do love Carlos still. I'm still on the squad for Carlos.
Carlos got a little bit of DJF attitude right now with Ferrari. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you know what? You deserve it. Get in there.
I'm here for that energy from anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
I think this might be good. Like, this might be the kind of season Carlos needs, like, in his own personal career.
Okay, so you know how we've talked a lot about how we think he's going to go to Audi?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that he takes the year off and just, like, helps them make the car? Mm-mm. But, like, who's going to take him for 1 year?
Oh, that's right. Because Audi doesn't come until 26, right?
Yeah. Mm. I was talking about this with one of my son's friends last night on the car home. just chatting with my 13-year-old F1 friends.
That's amazing. I love that. Keep the youth involved. But there's so many people that are up for renewal in 25 that I don't think Carlos is going to have a problem finding.
Like a 1-year seat.
I mean, anybody would give Carlos a 1-year seat.
They just bring in another – they could, like, have another younger F2 driver in kind of the wings or a reserve driver.
L plan is Carlos, and plan B is young driver.
And you could always have a younger driver that's going to – that knows they're going to take over Carlos's seat.
I mean, I think –
I don't know. I was just wondering about that.
Yeah.
And where is that 1-year contract? Like, where do we think that is? I mean, I know there's, like, 12 drivers that are up for maybe not that many, but a lot.
There's a lot. I think it might be close to 12. If not 12, it might be even more than that. Like, it's a lot
of
the
grid. There's a lot.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean.
I just was wondering about that, like whether we think that he would take the year off and just, you know, make it the best, be the best he could be. Also, him and his girl are hanging on. I know you hate her.
They are.
But she was there.
She
skin was
there.
Dewy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were smooching.
They were smooching.
Also, my algorithm served me a clip of Issa's podcast, which they now dub over in English.
Mm-hmm.
And it talked about whether she thought love at first sight was real, and it felt dark.
You're like, oh, Issa. Oh, boo. Ugh. You okay?
I felt like I got targeted by the algorithm in a way I didn't want to be.
You're like,
you know?
I don't need to see this yet.
But anyways. But yeah, his girl, him and him are like, you know, She's Rebecca, on the paddock.
She's on the paddock. She's in the shots. Like,
yeah.
Also, can anybody on Sky Sports or F1, I don't know who is in charge of the camera over there, but get out of their eyeballs, please. I don't need to see anybody's eyeballs this close. Like, drivers, eyeball. Let me see their lashes. People in the garage, let me see their
Carlos
lashes.
Carlos has beautiful lashes.
They do, but get at, like, oh, for the love. I mean, I am so done with this so tight shot. And then it like backs away. And I'm like, you are not even in the garage. I don't even know what kind of lens you have on your camera, but you're so far away.
We don't need to see the nose hairs.
Don't need to see it. I mean, none of them have pores, which I don't know who they had to sell their soul to get that, you know, luxury. But like, I don't need
to see it. I do 30 minutes on a treadmill and I'm the same color as this Ferrari shirt. And they get out of a car after 2 hours, sweating their ass off, driving, you know, at the speed of light. And I mean, the mask comes off, the hair
flips open. Yeah.
I guess that's money. That's money. I think they figure something out.
I don't know.
We don't have access to that.
We don't have access to that.
I'm just wanting, I need like, that's why I kind of like Valtteri, but even he is like, you know, the skin is clear. It's full of like Icelandic water and like, he's just
premium vegetables and fruits. Yeah.
But I need somebody who's like the Chris Farley of F1 that just like gets out and is like sweaty and like a little bit like, I don't want anybody sloppy, but I just need like like one person. Just like, a
we
little
need Kimmy.
Bit of
like, bring Kimmy back.
Yeah. Bring Kimmy back.
Bring Kimmy back.
Also, I'm super sad that the Hulk did not finish in the points. Ugh. Or he may finish in the points, but he did not finish as high as I expected him to because he had such a good quali.
He did have a good quali. And you know who we need to also talk about?
Yeah.
Laura Magnussen.
Laura Magnussen, that sweet little angel baby. She's a full year older and just as like a full year cuter.
Serving a straight up paddock. Choreography, like, yes, Laura, can we make this a new TikTok dance? Like, get behind it. This is amazing.
She's an angel.
She is superb.
She's the cutest. And I wish she would come to every race, but obviously we know she can't. But
yeah,
I love her.
She's the cutest damn thing.
Yes. Yeah, she's so cute. Like, they, so cute. Another one, just like, you know, ice, just the like Norwegian, beautiful.
Yes.
Just, you know, from the great white north of Europe, just being lovely.
Just beautiful. Yeah. K-Mag finished 12th. He finished behind Joe.
No, but I was talking about Nico.
Oh, sorry. Hulkenberg. He finished 16th.
The Hulk. Yeah. 16th. I was gonna say, but the Hulk had such a good qualifying.
Right behind Alex. You know? Yes, he did have a great qualifying.
He was 6th.
So good. That Haas was flying. I was like, what? Haas?
The Haas is kind of like the Ferrari. It's like a queen of qualies.
Yeah.
And just kind of like,
Yeah. Did you see Gunther in the paddock?
Yes. And Otmar.
And Otmar. This is great. But somebody, because I posted this on our stories yesterday, but somebody was like, oh, you don't have the Netflix cameras following you around anymore. And Gunther says, yes, I do. Look up there. And I was like, that means we're going to get him on next year's season.
Big flex too. He's like
box to box.
Come on,
it. They're like, we cannot get rid of Gunther. He's a star.
Well, isn't he doing commentary for like the German Sky Sports?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought I saw that somewhere that he was. Yeah. You know,
I believe
doing.
You made that in your news and notes.
Oh yeah, he's doing their coverage.
Yes.
Yeah, and of course Netflix is following him. Make him his own show.
Exactly. Give him his own show.
I'll watch it.
Same.
It's probably better.
Probably.
Like, less time for Christian Horner, more time for Gunther.
Right.
And Gunther shoots us straight. He's like, yeah, the car sucks. And you're like, yes, Gunther, thank you for being honest.
Yes, it does. It does. Did you see that we are getting a new circuit in Jeddah?
No. No. I think maybe, but then I like scrolled past it and wasn't paying attention.
Hang on, I gotta. If you have another news and note you want to bring up, because I had it pulled up and then I just dropped it. So I'm going to have to find it again.
your
girl's so on top of it today.
Well, I already talked a little. Well, did you know that Saudi Arabia is getting a new circuit too? Which I just clicked on that story and it didn't.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. I said Jeddah, but wait, isn't Jeddah in Saudi Arabia?
Oh, yeah.
Is that
maybe
the same?
We're both on the same.
I think we're on the same.
The story went away, so maybe it's
well, it's on ESPN F1. And it says Saudi Arabia has unveiled its plan for a new F1 racing circuit in unclear on how to say this name. Quiddiya.
We would butcher it.
This is crazy. It features a 20-story high opening corner.
Yeah, that's what I saw. That's wild.
What?
But there's a pretty high one in Austin too, isn't there? Like one of the corners is kind of high.
But like it's not that suspended. High. Like this thing is like suspended from the ground. Like
what?
Look, can you see this?
Oh man.
Yeah. Sorry, friends. We were showing each other on the video. You can't actually see this, but yeah, it looks wild. And honestly, it just looks like a circus with a water park, maybe some water features.
We love a water feature.
Yeah. It looks like it's going to be pretty amazing. I don't know when this is supposed to open, but like it kind of is giving that Mario Kart track, you know?
Yeah,
that,
it looks like the nighttime Mario Kart track.
You know, where it looks like if you fall off, you're
You fall off, you go into the abyss. And then they have to get you in that little crane or that little.
Yeah.
The cloud guy comes and gets you.
Good thing Latifi's not with us. He might.
Ooh, he would have been taking a tumble.
Taking a tumbles.
What about McLaren? We haven't talked about McLaren.
Yeah.
They look good.
They did. They did look good. They were really fighting with the Mercedes this race.
Yeah. But you know who looked like shit? Alpine. Man, that car looked like shit.
Bottom of the fucking
bottom two. They're the new Williams. Is Alpine the new Williams?
I mean, I don't. Girl.
They should rebrand to Renault until the car is an actual Alpine again.
Yes. They
like you have
should.
To get to like 12th to be called an Alpine.
Yeah. Oh, it was bleak. And I mean, honestly, it didn't even look like it had hope. Like not even like a zip or
a zap. It was like sputtering around out there.
Like Pierre had to come in after like the first lap. I mean, it was terrible.
That's not great for Pierre too. Cause like, I think that Pierre is, we know Pierre like has the capability of being star. He has like the star power and he's just kind of been on a roller coaster ride of crap. And I would like, you know, for him to maybe have a little bit of a moment. He's had glimpses.
Yeah.
But then it's like he has a high and then he again falls off the cliff. Like the car falls off the cliff. Like things just go out. And this 19th, 20th is bleak. But maybe they're the new McLaren and they're going to come back up. But who knows?
No, because their chief engineer and their aerodynamics engineer both quit. Resigned. Oh. Like, I don't know if it was like the day of the race or the day before, but they both out.
If you guys are if anyone out there is into engineering, get over there and start applying for jobs because the people are vacating with the quickness.
Right. I mean, this is their entry-level position at this entry-level team right now. Like, get in.
This is an opportunity.
Set your sights super high, but, like, they gonna need some help.
Ugh.
Yeah.
It's bleak.
It is super bleak. Where would you like to see Pierre go if he could go anywhere? Like, if you could see him in any car.
If he could go anywhere. Mm-hmm. That's a good question. I kind of wish he was in an Aston Martin. He's kind of got low-key villain energy. Like, I feel like he could thrive.
Yes.
I think he could thrive. And honestly, like, you know, we've really softened on Strolls or Trolls, and we do have love in our hearts for Lance, but I feel like him and Fernando Alonso would be a real pair. But I feel like he's also a worthy, like, replacement for Fernando Alonso.
I agree. I actually really love this, Danielle.
Mm-hmm. And I bet he looks nice and green.
You know, he thrives on a yacht. He thrives in those like Cannes, you know, film festival, put me in a suit. He looks like a super villain.
You just call it Cannes.
What's it called? Cannes? Cannes! I'm like, that didn't sound right.
Did you just call it the chicken restaurant?
I did, Raising Cannes.
I was like, hold on, with love, Richard Mille? Did you just call it Cannes?
French is not my subject.
It is not. Oh, man.
God. Okay, that was great. I said it, and I was like, that doesn't even sound right.
I kind of looked at you, and I was giving you, like, kind of the moment.
You're like, what is happening?
You can fix this.
Yes.
I don't think he thrives at Raising Cane's. I think he thrives at Cannes. But I agree at that point.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that was a good giggle. He'll throw his Richard Mille watch on and go to a game. Oh, I love when you try French, Shannon.
Oh, I love it. You know, just a gal trying to learn another language.
Oh, that's good. So anyways, but okay. Yeah, Pierre to Aston Martin.
Yeah, I would love that. That'd be good. Okay. So good.
Well, we've got a race, two races in a row.
Yes.
What a delight.
What a delight. I know. Where are we? We're in Saudi. Are we back in Saudi?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we are. Do you want to make a prediction?
Oh, I do want to make a prediction. But we also have to go through our fantasy.
I know. I figured we could make predictions first and then okay, we'll do recap. Predictions.
Okay, great. Okay, so predictions for this race. After seeing what I saw.
Yeah, now that we know.
Now that we know, Max 1, Checo 2, Bobby. And I'm probably going to stick with Carlos 3.
You running it back?
I'm running it back. Carlos looked fire in that Ferrari. And not that Charles didn't. He just had some silly mistakes. But, you know, again, king of qualies.
King of qualies.
He does incredible. Like, the he king. Would have been on pole.
I know, with his Q2
with his
time.
With his Q2 time. And I was like, fuck, Charles, come on.
That's the most Charles thing ever, too.
Yeah. So.
But honestly, if he'd been on pole, it would have been the same thing. Like, do we think it would have been different? No.
No.
No. Because maybe he would have been in, like, leading after 3/4 of a lap.
You know, I think it's kind of like Max has, like, a derby horse. You know, like, there's some horses that, like, they need other horses around to run fast. And yeah. I think that Red Bull is like, I need other cars around me so that I can tell them to fuck off. Like, that is how I think Max's car works.
Yeah, some people are like a solo sprinter and some like some people thrive with like, you know, someone right next to him and some people don't. And
Yeah. I think that's
Max
it.
Thrives.
Yeah.
He also is a great starter. My prediction is Max. I don't think Checo. I'm going Checo 3rd. I'm thinking that maybe we get a George Russell 2nd.
Ooh. Okay.
You know that George and Checo love a little battle, and I can see that's my prediction on this one.
And
then like Ferrari 4-5.
4-5.
Like, and I don't know, mixed bag, you know, it could go either way.
Okay.
That's my prediction.
I like this prediction. I think this has a lot of potential.
Potential.
A little potential. Yeah.
All right. Let's tell everybody about the F1 standing. Or all the right. Well, fantasy standings.
If you haven't already signed
up.
You still can. And we were having problems with the link. So if you do still need a code to get in, just send me a DM and I'll send you the code because the link doesn't seem to be the best way to participate. I don't know why. But we
can post the code in our stories too, can't we?
Yeah, I did post it. But like sometimes people need to like be able to highlight and click. And I understand that.
Oh,
too.
Yeah.
So we've, 91 people so far signed up. Yes. And I want to say a big congratulations to Kate LeClaire, 1017. You are our pole sitter for this week.
Go, girl.
And then Take a Stroll. You're in second place.
Oh, I love that name.
Yeah. And then Baby Lancelot, you're in third.
Oh, so much love for her strolls.
With the strolls right now. This is great. Doors by Gunther Steiner, you're in fourth. Actually, you're tied fourth with What's the Racing Point? Also great name.
Oh, great name.
Yeah. You're tied for fourth. And then
RIP Racing Point.
Yeah. And I'm going to go through some of these names because they're pretty good. Pancakes for Charlos. That's a good one. Red and Green Make Yellow. That's actually Dan Kessler, who is tied for eighth place. So good job. Probably my personal favorite, DeVries is Dyson. Love that Dyson on the show.
You love that Dyson, a little handheld one.
Yeah. Betting on the Bulls.
What is Nick DeVries up to right now?
I don't know. But Box Becky Box
cleaning.
Is back.
He's so cleaning
he's
right
cleaning.
Now.
Yes.
Box Becky Box is back.
Box Becky Box is back. It's good. No more Dutch anthem, please.
God, please. you still have time to sign up, you know? Yes. So get in there.
You have plenty of
time. And you know, in full disclosure, I went to go sign up and it was too hard on, I couldn't do it on my phone and I needed to do it on my computer and I missed the first race. So join me in the second race.
Yes. Actually, I'm going to say my daughter has one of the cutest names. She's a big Taylor Swift fan and her name is Stay Don't Joe.
Oh, instead that's good.
I was like, oh, Eleanor, that's a good one.
I thought it was going to be like Getaway Car.
Oh, that's a good one too. Mm-hmm. My second team is Red, Carlos's version. That's my team.
Oh, that's a good one too. Why isn't it Red Lewis's version?
Because it's not 2025 yet.
Coming soon,
but it ain't here yet. Don't try to push me into Red before I have to go.
It's coming for you.
I know it is.
It's coming for you. When do you think the Ferrari Lewis merch will start coming out? Not till next season.
The minute that checkered flag drops on the last race.
Yeah.
Like the second. One wave. Drop link. That's what I envision. Yeah.
Oh, also speaking of merch, Shannon got me the cutest Yuki shirt and I cannot wait to wear it. I'll wear it on the next episode. I really missed an opportunity on this one, but it was at the bottom of a bag and I forgot this morning. And I thought I'd honor the Chili Peppa.
The third place podium sitter. Love that. Yeah.
Yeah, but Shannon knows I'm a Yuki apologist, you know?
Exactly. So. I'm like, she didn't have any Yuki merch. We need to rectify this situation.
I do have the Yuki hat.
You do have a cute Yuki hat, yes. But you need one of these premium tees. So good.
Yeah, you need to drop the link. Can you drop the link to those tees? Because these are actually like really premium tees. I don't know where she bought it from, but they feel like a delightful, thick, heavy sweatshirt. Like not heavy, but like the material is like the good outside part of a sweatshirt. But like, I don't know. They're just good t-shirts and you need one. So
they are.
This is not sponsored. I wish it was. No. Give us all the t-shirts, whatever company this is. But
I actually always have to relook at where I got them because, you know, sometimes you just click on things that you see and you're like, I have no idea what link I clicked on to get there. And
well, we will post it.
I apologize. Yeah, I'll post it because I don't know. I'll have to look where I find these. But
and that's why she's going to post it on our Instagram and you should be following us there at F1 Push Push on Instagram and TikTok, as well as F1 Push Push on YouTube. I didn't get last episode's up, but I will get both of them up. So if you want to watch on YouTube, you can find us there and enjoy our faces. and make sure if you do, you should like, comment, subscribe. It would make us happier than Jasper Stappen getting a Christian Horner step down. And until next time, push, push.